You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Tonight, breaking news, face-to-face in court, Stormy Daniels takes the stand across from former President Trump. What she reveals. Also, the new tornado threat right now across several states, the deadly outbreak already, including an EF4, and the home explosion, a husband and wife killed. First tonight, the testimony from Stormy Daniels, the adult film star at the center of the criminal trial against Donald Trump, describing their alleged encounter, the heated cross-examination by Trump's lawyer, what the judge said when Trump's team called for a mistrial in the middle of testimony. Also breaking as we come on the air tonight, we have just learned the Florida judge indefinitely postponing former President Trump's classified documents case at Mar-a-Lago. Is there any chance now this happens before the election? These new tornado watches as we come on the air tonight, the severe storm threat from Chicago to Nashville.
Large tornado, tornado on the ground.
At least 20 reported tornadoes already in seven states.
Here you go. Here you go. I got you.
Hotel guests and employees running for cover. Dozens of homes destroyed. The widespread storm threat right now, tonight into tomorrow. Ginger Z standing by with the latest forecast. Tonight, Israeli tanks rolling into Rafah. Sources telling ABC News the Biden administration is now delaying shipments of ammunition to Israel, with tense ceasefire talks underway right now in Cairo. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., President Biden tonight condemning the surge of anti-Semitism in the U.S. during a Holocaust remembrance ceremony. Late today in New York City, the deadly shooting, a 16-year-old shot and killed in Soho outside a high-end hotel. The video now surfacing tonight after we learned that U.S. soldier is now being held in a Russian prison. What he says on that video. The scare on board a Delta flight from Cancun flying to the U.S., the landing, the crew then noticing smoke, the emergency evacuation. That massive home explosion, the husband and wife killed, authorities on the scene tonight. The big change at Panera, the drink they will phase out amid several lawsuits now. The Boy Scouts changing its name. And two best friends, and now their next challenge. We guarantee you'll be rooting for them. We are.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and we begin tonight with two breaking stories on two fronts, in fact. Reports of multiple tornadoes on the ground, a tornado emergency alert in parts of Michigan right now. Ginger Z is tracking this. We'll go live to her in just a moment. But first, the dramatic moment inside a New York City courtroom. Stormy Daniels, the adult film star at the center of the case, taking the stand in former President Trump's criminal trial. Testifying for nearly 4 hours today, the former president sitting in his chair as Daniels entered that courtroom, the first time they'd seen each other in a decade. Daniels describing in graphic detail meeting Trump at a golf tournament in 2006 and the evening they allegedly spent together. Trump's lawyers trying to intervene several times. Daniels also describing the payment she took for her silence and what the judge said when Trump's team called for a mistrial in the middle of testimony. Stormy Daniels was quickly led from the courthouse. You can see right there afterwards. She returns to the stand on Thursday. There were times in that courtroom today when the level of detail was quite graphic. We will not be going that far here tonight. Senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky leading us off at the courthouse.
Tonight, Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels face-to-face for the first time in more than a decade. An explosive day of salacious testimony in this historic trial. Up to the last minute, Trump's lawyers tried to block the porn star from testifying at all. But prosecutors argued the details of the encounter are important, and Judge Juan Merchan agreed. So with the former president staring straight ahead and the jury watching intently, Daniels described in explicit detail her alleged fling with Trump, something he says never happened. She told the jury they met at a golf tournament back in 2006, and she was invited to have dinner with Trump in his hotel suite. When she arrived, she said Trump was in silk or satin pajamas. I told him to go change, she said, and so he obliged very politely. She said they talked for 2 hours. He told her she reminded him of his daughter Ivanka and revealed he and Melania Trump slept in separate bedrooms. Daniel said at one point she told him to stop interrupting, saying, "Are you always this rude? Are you always this arrogant and pompous?" At one point, she said she went to the bathroom, and when she came out, she testified Trump was on the bed in his boxer shorts and T-shirt. Daniels said she was startled, wondering to herself, oh my God, what did I misread? She then testified in graphic detail about having sex with Trump. And as she did, Trump nudging his lawyer, repeatedly urging her to intervene, and she did, strongly objecting again and again. Even Judge Mershon at one point calling the level of detail just unnecessary, later adding, there are some things that would have been better left unsaid. Trump and his team infuriated, demanding a mistrial, his attorney declaring Daniels' testimony extraordinarily prejudicial, but the judge saying, I don't think we are at the point where a mistrial is in order. On the witness stand, Daniels also described the hush money arrangement she entered into just weeks before the 2016 election, selling her story for $130,000 in a deal brokered by Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning,
she described the payoff as the best thing that could have happened because then I'd be safe and the story wouldn't come out. The prosecutor asked Daniels why she didn't ask for more money. Because I didn't care about the money, she replied. But on cross-examination, Trump's lawyer, Susan Nicholas, tore into that claim. You've been making money by claiming you had sex with Donald Trump for more than a decade, she asked Daniels. I have been making money by telling my story, Daniels responded. Nicholas pressed on. And the essence of your story is you had sex with President Trump, and that story has made you a lot of money. It has also cost me a lot of money, said Daniels. The defense attorney, Blunt, am I correct that you hate President Trump? Yes, Daniels responded. And you want him to go to jail? I want him to be held accountable. When the day was done, Stormy Daniels was quickly taken from the courthouse, Donald Trump coming out to address reporters.
So this was a very big day, a very revealing day. As you see, their case is totally falling apart.
Leaving court, Trump did not mention Stormy Daniels at all. He is under a gag order that prevents him from attacking witnesses. The defense objected to her explicit testimony, but the judge said it was no grounds for a mistrial. And prosecutors argued her graphic descriptions were relevant because they're the very details they said that Trump wanted to hide from voters in 2016. And Trump still denies any of it ever happened. David?
Aaron Katursky leading us off here tonight. Aaron, thank you. And meanwhile, there's another breaking headline involving the former president tonight. The judge overseeing Donald Trump's classified documents case at Mar-a-Lago has now indefinitely postponed that trial. Is there any chance this now happens before Election Day? Let's get right to our Chief Justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, live in Washington. Pierre, what have you learned?
David, the likelihood there will be a trial in the classified documents case before the election is fading fast. Judge Eileen Cannon has officially taken a May 20th trial date off the calendar, saying there were too many pretrial motions and legal issues to resolve before a trial could go forward. Some of the issues have sat for months, and some are not even scheduled for hearings until later this month or June. The special counsel tonight declined to comment, but David, this delay makes it all but certain the classified documents case will not go to trial before the election.
Pierre Thomas with us tonight as well. Pierre, thank you. And as I mentioned off the top tonight, there are reports of multiple tornadoes on the ground as we're on the air tonight. A tornado emergency alert in parts of Michigan right now. Severe weather ahead for 35 million Americans. Already at least 20 reported tornadoes across seven states in just the past 24 hours. This new storm threat tonight and tomorrow from Texas to Ohio. A tornado approaching a Hampton Inn in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, knocking out power. Hotel guests and workers running for cover there. The utter devastation some 20 miles away in Barnesdall, Oklahoma at EF4. Winds over 165 miles an hour. We have learned tonight at least one person did not survive this. Again, as I mentioned, reports of tornadoes on the ground right now. Let's get right to Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee. She's in the storm zone. And Ginger, what are you watching right now?
David, two particularly dangerous situation tornado warnings in my home state of Michigan. It's southwest Michigan, where these storms have been screaming to the northeast, doing damage along the way. This as we learn more about the EF4 that tore through this town.
Tonight, powerful storms threatening millions again after at least 20 reported tornadoes across the plains in the last 24 hours.
Are you okay?
At least one person killed in Barnesdall, Oklahoma, north of Tulsa.
He's a quadriplegic.
Storm chasers were right there, rescuing Ryan and Lori Howell, their young child and a family member.
We took cover in the hall, threw a blanket over us, and it just, I could hear the windows blow.
20 miles northeast in Bartlesville. People diving for cover at the Hampton Inn. Outside, 2x4s piercing the hotel's outer walls like spears. Daylight revealing destruction everywhere. We met Billy Moles as he was searching for his medicine.
Both my vehicles are destroyed. Yeah. My house is gone. All paperwork.
I haven't found any of that.
About a month ago, the same town, the same path got hit. Billy Moles, who lives in this house, had just repaired his roof from the last tornado. Now his home is gone, along with at least 40 of his neighbors.
Look at that.
Including Diana Miller, searching for mementos from her home of 50 years.
It had to be shocking.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm in shock.
Really just awful. Let's get back to Ginger tonight because this threat tonight goes right into tomorrow as well. And then you were mentioning yet another system behind all this.
And so many of the folks that I met, David, they told me that they went to their cellar, and we're going to need folks to do that tonight. Get to your shelter and your safe place anywhere in the tornado watch that you see, from Lansing, Michigan, all the way down through Columbus, Maysville, Kentucky, back to Bloomington, Indiana, and up to South Bend. So even parts of Champaign, Illinois, still in that threat tonight. If we time it out, a lot of it happens after the sun goes down, and we know having two ways of getting warnings is a great way to stay safe. But look at that, even Pittsburgh through West Virginia, back to even Nashville by 2 a.m. Tomorrow, it's another system that comes in and reinvigorates the atmosphere. I'd say that the tornado threat is focused on Paducah, but it's really west to east, starts in the afternoon, like they often do, into the overnight hours again, including Nashville and Memphis. David?
And you'll have late information first thing in the morning on GMA for us as well. Ginger, thank you. Meantime, overseas tonight, Israeli tanks rolling into Rafah. As tonight, sources are now telling ABC News that the Biden administration is now delaying shipments of ammunition to Israel amid tense ceasefire talks underway right now in Cairo. Marcus Moore in Israel again tonight.
Tonight, as Israeli tanks rolled into Rafah, crushing an I Love Gaza sign and seizing control of the Palestinian side of that crucial border crossing in southern Gaza, sources telling ABC News the Biden administration is now delaying shipments of ammunition to Israel, appearing to send a message. President Biden for weeks pressuring Israel to hold off on a full-scale invasion of Rafah until it has a credible plan to protect more than a million civilians now living there. But Israel going in anyway. The U.S. tonight insisting this is not the major ground invasion it warned Israel about.
This appears to be a limited operation, but of course much of that depends on what comes next.
But Israel's incursion now threatening to derail critical ceasefire talks. Hamas tonight saying there will be no deal if Israel's operation continues, and civilians on both sides desperate for a truce.
David, Israel's new operation in Rafah is putting pressure on the ceasefire negotiations. But tonight, the defense minister says Israel is ready for compromises to bring the hostages home, but vowing, David, that that Rafah operation will deepen if they don't reach a deal.
Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv. Marcus, thank you. Meanwhile, President Biden tonight condemning the surge in anti-Semitism here in the U.S. since the Hamas terror attack on October 7th, speaking at a Holocaust remembrance ceremony today. Here's Mary Bruce.
Commemorating the victims of the Holocaust, President Biden tonight forcefully denouncing what he called a ferocious surge in anti-Semitism since the October 7th Hamas attack.
This hatred continues to lie deep in the hearts of too many people in the world.
The president urging Americans not to forget the lessons of the past or the hate that sparked the war now raging in Gaza.
People are already forgetting. They're already forgetting that Hamas unleashed this terror. I have not forgotten, nor have you, and we will not forget.
Facing growing unrest on college campuses, the president recognizing the deep convictions of pro-Palestinian protesters. But Biden making it clear that his support for Israel is steadfast.
And my commitment to the safety of the Jewish people, the security of Israel, and its right to exist as an independent Jewish state is ironclad, even when we disagree.
Now, despite his deep concerns about an invasion of Rafah, the president today avoided any explicit criticism of Israel. He also notably did not directly mention the plight of Palestinians suffering in Gaza. David.
All right, Mary Bruce at the White House again tonight. Late today here in New York City, the deadly shooting, a 16-year-old shot and killed in Soho outside a high-end hotel. Here's Trevor Ault.
Tonight, investigators on the scene after a 16-year-old student was gunned down in broad daylight on the streets of New York City. The shooter and another suspect on the run.
Person shot, 20 feet and 30 feet.
911 calls pouring in from the typically quiet Soho neighborhood just before 2:30 this afternoon. The teenager shot in the head outside a high-end hotel. Police saying those two suspects fled on a rideshare bike.
We have a witness. He's a
now black, wearing a black, all black, black hoodie, black pants, put on a city bike.
The victim taken to a nearby hospital where they were pronounced dead. Tonight, the NYPD saying the teen attended a charter school and the shooting likely stemmed from a school dispute.
And David, this incident comes as new data shows New York City shootings are down about 16% from last year, though violent crime does generally increase as we head towards summer. David.
All right, Trevor Ault tonight. Trevor, thank you. We turn now to the U.S. soldier being held in a Russian prison. There is video now emerging and what he says on that video. Let's get right back to Martha Raddatz tonight. Martha, what more do we know about the case tonight?
David, Staff Sergeant Gordon Black's mother warned him not to visit his Russian girlfriend, but tonight he is sitting in a Russian prison charged with stealing from the girlfriend. Black had sent a video greeting to his mom and dad from Iraq in 2009, but the latest videos shared by Radio Free Europe today are from the Russian girlfriend's TikTok account that show Sergeant Black in uniform there before leaving for Russia, saying, among other things, that NATO is pretty aggressive and that he understands Russia's point of view, saying they want to defend their country. David, the Army is now launching its own investigation to see if Black was targeted by Russian intelligence. David?
Martha Raddatz back with us again tonight on this. Martha, thank you. Now to the frightening moments on board a Delta flight from Cancun to Seattle, the plane landing, but then the crew noticing smoke, and passengers were then rushed off the plane amid an emergency evacuation. Here's Victor Akendo.
They're coming out of the slides.
Tonight, this Delta flight evacuating in Seattle after smoke was spotted near the nose of the plane. The Airbus A321neo arriving from Cancun with 195 passengers and crew late Monday night. The ground crew plugging in for power, which provides the plane electricity when the engines are not running. The crew noticing the smoke as the passengers deboarded.
I saw the fire. I think it was pretty much localized right below that cockpit area.
Delta saying slides were deployed out of an abundance of caution. Some passengers seen exiting onto the wing before coming down, others sliding down the back.
They announced, everybody drop your belongings, unbuckle, and head to the exits. People around were a little panicked, and within like a couple of minutes, I think everyone was out.
No major injuries were reported.
Delta is investigating the incident, but focusing on the ground power, not the aircraft. David?
All right, Victor Akendo tonight. Victor, thanks. When we come back here, the deadly home explosion, a husband and wife killed, authorities on the scene. Also, the big change at Panera, the drink they will phase out amid several lawsuits. And tonight, the Boy Scouts set to get a new name in a moment.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LipsandAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LibsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com.
Tonight, a deadly home explosion killing a husband and wife. Authorities are searching for the cause in Princeton Township, Minnesota. The couple was in their 60s. The blast was heard for miles. You can see the debris. Authorities say a propane tank was leaking into the air when they arrived. When we come back tonight, the drink soon off the menu at Panera amid several lawsuits. And the Boy Scouts will soon be called something else.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LibsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LibsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com.
To the index tonight, Panera Bread says it's phasing out its charged lemonade within 2 weeks, the highly caffeinated drink linked to multiple lawsuits, including two wrongful death cases. Panera added a warning to the drink last year. The Boy Scouts of America is changing its name, soon to be known as Scouting America. Officials say they are focusing on inclusion, making sure boys and girls feel welcome to join. When we come back here tonight, two best friends we think you'll be rooting for after tonight.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Finally tonight, here are the two best friends who are definitely America Strong. Tonight in Lexington, South Carolina, just outside Columbia, Jules Gray on the left and Ava Shabarami on the right. They have been inseparable since the first grade. Both have Down syndrome, taking on life's biggest challenges together, side by side through so much, supporting each other. Elementary school, the local Special Olympics, high school dances, summer jobs. Tonight, the biggest milestone yet, graduating high school and now heading to college together. Both accepted into the University of South Carolina Aiken Pacer Life Program, a prestigious college program designed for students with disabilities. Just 12 students accepted this year, and the two best friends are among them. And right here tonight,
hi, David.
The high school grads off to college, Jules and Ava.
You two are?
Going to college!
Checking in with us from their job at Biddy and Bo's Coffee Shop, Aaron, their job trainer, with them too. And what are they most excited about for college?
They got jobs and they got money.
Get a job, make some money.
Yes.
And before college, the two will work together this summer. Biddy and Bo's across America employing hundreds of people with disabilities. Ava at the register. Uh-huh. Jules with the order.
Thank you.
And tonight, they're ready for your order too.
Please come on down and see us at Biddy and Bo's Columbia.
We'll try to get in line too, Jules and Ava. We're rooting for you. Good night.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.